This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Britain has become the first country to approve a new anti-COVID vaccine from Moderna that also targets an Omicron variant. This as U.S. authorities focus on vaccines that target two more recent strains of the virus. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has that.
The differing approaches in the UK and the US highlight the lack of global coordination to get the coronavirus pandemic under control. That's according to Prashant Yadav, senior fellow at the Center for Global Development.
We are at a point where we need a clearer way of determining what will be the types of boosters that we need in the future.
The UK is pursuing a vaccine strategy that targets the BA1 strain of Omicron, while the US is looking to a vaccine against BA4 and BA5, Omicron strains that emerged more recently. Yadav says that patchwork could complicate the production strategy for Moderna and other vaccine suppliers.
It's fragmenting their total supply into versions that they have to manufacture and distribute, dependent on which country it is going to.
And he says that's inefficient.
We want the system to be working at its maximum throughput so that we can get the boosters to many people quickly in the fall.
Scientists disagree about what makes the most sense. Dr. Monica Gandhi, an infectious disease doctor at UCSF, says populations are better off waiting for a version of the vaccine that's closest to the dominant strain at a given time.
The antibodies that we raise by getting these vaccines are really specifically targeted towards that subvariant.
Although she says even older versions offer some protection against severe disease. That's why Dr. Vin Gupta, a pulmonary critical care physician at the University of Washington School of Medicine, advocates moving forward with what's available.
In my view, there is no need to wait for a BA4, BA5 specific booster, because you risk delaying the rollout.
And delaying the next phase of vaccines here in the U.S. is a risk, he says, that isn't worth it. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.